Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you live from the studios here in Shingle Springs, California, out in the heart of the gold country in Northern California. And I probably already been stepping on the intro. Let's see if I start talking in the back. Good music. I'll let myself talk. I thought. Here. Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada. Yeah, that's me. It's like when I introduce myself. And Denichi out there is saying, play Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what? I'll do that. I'll go find some Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was a great band. And I'm not sure whatever happened to them, but boy, they were a force in the 70s. I'm kind of dating myself here. Hey, we've got a whole bunch of dedicated followers here. We've got CJ EVP Radio is here. Denichi, XMIB, Men in Black. Disgruntled Dan, good to see you, my friend. Dominica D'Amore, love you, my darling. Good to see you here. Logan Dog One, and you've got some interesting things to say. You know, keep coming in. Ms. Ghosts, who I went out and I looked at the email she sent me, and it's not an email of EVPs attached. It's a link, which I'll pass on to you guys, and as a matter of fact, when we take a half-hour break here, 30 minutes from now, we'll pass that on and have you guys take a look at that. Mystic Butterfly 11, I don't know what happened to the other 10, but it's good to see you. Quinny Tilda AP, good to see you, Quinny. She's a show host out here in Kathy's stable of professional mystical talent that we all are. Sister Jinx, good to meet you. You're a real active person out there in the chat room, and you've got great questions, so keep asking those. That's the kind of thing that we just really need to see more of. Spin Dave, good to see you. Seeing you around, my friend. Star Galaxy, man, stars, galaxies, there's lots of them, so it's good to see you. And let's see, the call-in number tonight, for those who want to call in and talk about anything under the sun, it's going to be 646-478-0377, or throw your questions in chat. And we're going to do the traditional Thursday night show a little bit late because we ran over with Kathy's show, which was actually, I was okay with that. That was really cool because that was a great show, and Kathy is just awesome with what she does. So we are, John, Jinx put toothpicks in her eyes for you too, John. Don't forget it. Oh, I don't want to go there. No. Why do I get sound on another show but not yours? Karen, I don't know, but I'll talk closer. Star Galaxy is sitting there putting in interesting symbols. Okay, that's good. Anyway, we're going to be doing some EVP work tonight. I actually went out and did something a little different pre-show, and I ran out of time to find the exact file, but when I take the half-hour break, we'll find this file. And what I did is I invited some spirits to come in and do some work with us here in studio. So I had Sony ICD 720 recorder out with me, and I did about a 3-minute EVP session just prior to the show, and we'll see if we picked up anything out there. So you may hear a few crickets and that stuff out there and some frogs making noises, but who knows? Maybe we got something, maybe we didn't, but that's what the show's about. We try pushing boundaries of the technology and see what we get. Anyway, let's see. So we got some new visitors in. Noel Morrison. That's a neat name, Noel Morrison. And let's see, this thing is scrolling a bit, so do I have more? Nope, yeah, but it's a full audience tonight. Good to see all you guys. Things are going great. Yeah, I love the Sonys too, Christine. She's with CJ EVP Radio, and some of you were in listening earlier know about the site. But go out and just Google CJ EVP, and Christine is one of the more established websites out there with EVP out there, and she does some amazing work. And I'm going to be recording with her on some kind of session. It's a new form of recording for me, and we'll be talking about some of the those things in a later show. What developed out of that? So we'll give that a try. But yeah, I love my Sony, especially the 720, which records in natively in MP3 format. There's no conversions. So that's really great. It just isn't, and it's an awesome recorder. I've gotten some great, great EVPs with those. We're going to play a few EVPs, excuse me, from prior shows. So we're going to do that, get that all going. Let's see. So I did want to talk a little bit about the case that we had been talking about earlier. Some of you who were in earlier did know about some of the things we had in the Stockton case that we were out on. And I'm going to replay a few of these EVPs. This was in a community center out in Stockton, California. And Stockton is due east of San Francisco by about probably 50, 60 miles, middle of the valley, agricultural town, big, huge history. A lot of Chinese immigrants and farming people lived out there and continue to live there. It's got a heavy, heavy Chinese influence that you see throughout the city. And we investigated this building that had been built right on top of some very amazingly active locations. It when Karen, a member of our team, Karen Stream, who's out here now, she's from Phoenix. She's GRI Phoenix, and she was up investigating with us. And she researched the location for me, and it turned out there had been all these businesses and even a graveyard pretty much right on top of, right underneath where this building we investigated was right on top of. And there had been many shadows seen. To make the case, really kind of stand out, when people are in the community kitchen cooking and a shadow walks right past them and makes no bones about it in broad daylight, that kind of gets your attention. So that's why we were brought in, and we're very happy to say that we got a boatload of evidence out of this case, and I'm literally counting well over 100 EVPs just for our two cases combined. But we got probably one of the more amazing things when we had an actual attack on the person who was hosting us, was actually kicked very hard, and right after I heard a voice with my own left ear, real close to it, I heard a male voice basically what I thought telling us to get out, and it's basically saying, I'm the shadow. And so I'm, let's see if I can find that right here. I had a little trouble with it last time, and now I'm going to have to grab something here other than that so I can get us through here while you guys are. I'll play the I'm Murray one, which some of you heard before, but there's a what we think is a female talking about the name Murray, and that could be a last name or first name, but here we go.
You already gave us a...
Make sure that they...
Right there, it's... I'll put it on repeat play.
Make sure it's ready. Make sure it's ready. Make sure it's ready. Make sure...
In the last show, we felt that that name Murray was, not Marie. It could have been Marie, but we felt it was Murray. And I think it's a first name, just my gut feel. Now, talking about this whole thing while I'm looking for this EVP, yeah, I'm just going to refresh. I think that's part of what's going on. I need to refresh that screen. That probably is going to help. Basically, what happened was we were coming back down off the top of this building, and we had been getting EVPs, although we didn't know it at the time, on the roof, basically from a spirit that was saying it wanted us to help it. And when we actually went back down through this area of the building where there was we'd had some kind of negative feelings, within seconds of us going in there, we were actually hit. Person leading us through was basically kicked and left with feet, footprints on his black pants and a handprint on him. So he was literally kicked and shoved at the same time, which evidently this thing did not want us leaving. And what we feel it was, it wasn't so much a malicious attack as it was this person trying to get us to help them. And I talked earlier about the fact that we did do that. We went back and on the second visit and did that. I actually helped get that. Now, I'm looking for this. And we've already played that. Make them help us. Here's one of where it talks about she killed me. I'm going to go ahead and play this one. And that one was just strange. I mean, I don't know what to make of this. I mean, we were getting so much. And you're hearing that. This is outside up on the roof. She killed me. You can pretty much hear it pretty clearly. Yeah, so we're, definite EVP, real easy to, verify that, because we know the time that was recorded. I have it right here, date time stamped, and we know who was present, and nobody, I wasn't even close to anybody when that came on. So let's see what Denichi's talking about here. Star Galaxy's talking about cold spots, not the room you sleep in. Yeah, sleeping in haunted rooms has its own special ambiance, doesn't it, guys? I don't like that. I've had too many experiences. I talked about that last thing, last January, where I got hit, woke up with four long scratches on my left arm, and that was just no fun at all. Please help me attack. I'm still trying to find this. God darn the CVP. Sometimes they hide on you. We did get a mechanical voice. I'm going to play that. There we go. Right there. This came in when we were up on the roof, and I'm going to boost this up a bit and see if that helps. Right there. And I'll put it on repeat play. And this is fifth floor. That is an EVP, and occasionally we get these mechanical-sounding entities. I don't know what to make of that, but definitely interesting, and not our standard EVP, usually the whispery kind or the musical sort, but that is not the norm. And I am still trying so hard to find this one that you guys really need to hear. In fact, what I might do is I just might play a little music while I go look this up, and because you guys are chatting away. Hey, John, Deonosis. Hey, Deonosis, it's good to see you, my friend. That guy is something else. He's full of energy and somebody worth listening to. Tell you what, guys, I'm going to, since I'm really wanting to play this, and I'm going to go ahead and shoot over to the correct screen here. And go to the switchboard. I'm going to put a little music on, and while I locate this, and then we'll come back here in just a little bit. So let's go with little Ghost Riders in the Sky. Here we go. We'll be right back. Oh.
I just love that song. You know, being a ghost rider is the best dang thing there is out here in the West. And we got a few ghost riders here on in the chat room with us. Myself, got Karen's Dream, and you know, I'm going to make Kathy and Christine over at CJEVP. Tonight they're the honorary ghost riders. So four of us out there, and the rest of you who show up, you know, as I see you, I'm going to kind of rotate that honor around. So good to see you guys, all of you out there. Anyway, I've got our recording. I found that in our session from the few minutes just prior to show. Also, we're going to do some psychometry prior to the, you know, to the show today. Got a rented lips today. Let's try that all over again. We're going to do some psychometry here on the show today, and I have in my hand the traditional thing we're going to do with a little modification. We're going to do some EVP, or not EVP. I'm not talking right here today. We're going to do some psychometry with some practice things. We're going to change the format a bit. And so what we're going to do is I have a an article on this. It was a nice just summary of how to do psychometry. And basically, since you can't hold it yourselves, I'm going to try to send to you guys. And so what I'm going to be doing is visualize a link that's forming between the energy of the object and through me to those of you who are going to try to tune in to me. So this is remote psychometry with sort of as a person in between. Now, I don't know how well I'm going to do with this, but what I'm going to ask you to do that's different in this time, instead of just guessing, like kind of what we've been doing in the past, and I gave hints, I was kind of doing that on purpose. And Deonosis, you are now a official ghostwriter. You have been promoted. I saw that. Anyway, I should get some like a cowboy hat or something. Anyway, and I am so not a cowboy, but I'm a rocket man. I do rocketry. But anyway, what needs to happen for those of you who care to try this and are trying to try to work with the psychometry with us, from your end, you need to relax and take some deep breaths when you go to do this and see what images are going to come to mind and pay close attention to what you're feeling or sensing. And if there's any impressions that come to you in the form of images or thoughts or sensations or even a smell, those are the kinds of things that represent your psychic self reaching out and trying to connect with me, the sender, who will be sending this, you know, what this thing is. So I've got this thing in my hand. It does fit in my hand. That's the clue you're going to get. And you just need to kind of take a deep breath. And I'm sending this out as clearly as I possibly can. So we're going to see if we get any direct hits. We have had some awesome hits in past shows. So we're going to try it again, and what I'm hoping to do is get a whole gaggle of you hooked on psychometry and trying it for yourselves. Now, after the show, you know, I won't reveal this till about midway through the show, and then we'll pick a second object and try a second set of it. So what I'll do is send, set this aside, then go on with our EVP and some of the other things we normally do, and then it smells like a cup of coffee, and the fact is I've got a cup of coffee in my hand. Kathy. Anyway, so I'll call on you guys to guess, but don't guess before. You just wait until I ask you to do it, and then we'll see what how close we get, and then go back and you know, try a second round. After the show, my challenge to you is to actually go out and try to do psychometry with objects yourself and practice with somebody, and make it fun. You know, because there's no wrong in this. It's just, you know, how close do you get? And you'll find that the symbols and things that you are picking up from someone else's object, like a set of keys or a ring or whatever, if you make it into a game and you trade different things and see what you can pick up off of it, you will find that you get better and better at with this over time. So give that a try. And so I'm going to be focusing on this. So I got it in my hand right now. And now it's out of my hand. I'm going to set it right in front of me, so I'll be looking at it. And let's go ahead and go on with the CVP we were talking about. Now, this is about a 45-second clip. And what we have here is the actual attack on our host who was taking us through this community center in Stockton, California. And we were coming we had just closed the door to the roof. I had turned Michelle Cook, my number two at GRI, was in front of me, and she was kind of, I was looking at her because she was just kind of dilly-dallying going up. And I'm looking at her going, come on, Michelle, we got to get through this place, because I was really not comfortable in there. I could feel something was really wrong. And true enough, it turned out to be exactly that. Something bad did happen. And what I ended up happening was I heard a voice yell to my left. It was a male. You hear this throughout the clip. And then at about 35 seconds, Dan, our host, was actually hit and knocked down, and we picked up more EVPs. And so I'll play a few of these, and I think you'll be surprised at some of what we got. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, and we may play it a couple of times so you guys get the full flavor. Here we go.
What's that?
What?
Did you hear that?
No.
Some voice said something, a male.
Sorry, I'm going to start that over again. Here we go.
What was that?
What?
Did you hear that?
No.
Some voice said something. A male voice just said something to my left. It said something. Is it going?
Yes, we're going.
We're going.
It was a male voice. I swear I heard it. What? Get down. Let's go.
I just got pushed backwards.
Okay, so what you heard there was the full sequence of events. Now, at about 7 to 9 seconds into the recording is when we get the first indication that you know, something's going on, and I heard this directly to my left, and it was near the top of the elevator that where the elevator actually is at its very topmost point in that building, where all the compressors and different electric equipment to run the elevator is. So that was not doing anything, but I heard a male voice there, and so let me go ahead and play this one sequence here. And what you're hearing is us walking through, but there's a voice here, and I'm going to put it on repeat play. Here we go. So that, we think it's saying, I'm the shadow. Now I'm going to go the full, I actually didn't get quite the whole thing. Here we go. And we think it's saying, I'm the shadow, and that's when I react so much to it. Now, later on in the recording, I'll go to the point where Dan actually got hit, and there were several EVPs that came in with that.
Yes, we're going.
We're going.
It was a male voice. I swear I heard it.
Okay, right in this band here, this is at 30 to about 32 seconds. We had several EVPs, which just show up pretty clearly. And here we go. And it was like there's a male and a female voice in this last section. I'm just going to play it real quick, and then we'll move on past this. But and you're hearing, you're crazy at the end of this, and that's a female. So there was more than one entity in here. There was a male and a female voice that we're picking up. And another voice in that same, I won't play this, but there was another male voice a little bit earlier that's talking about, you know, please help me. So we were getting an awful lot of what we think are earthbound spirits coming through. And Kathy is saying what? Kathy is saying, I heard goo. Goo? Okay, I don't know what that is. I'm not even going to go there, Kathy. Anyway, and we've got a new guest there. We've got Bebop54. Good to see you. So that was basically one of the more remarkable EVP sets we've ever gotten. And I'm not even sure. I think it's EVP mixed with voice phenomena, although I was the only one to hear any of this. And I'll play at another point in another show some of the other what I heard earlier with my I heard it, but no one else did, prior to this whole incident. And so we had some warnings. And that's, I think I was getting the feeling that we shouldn't be in there. And I was probably being warned to get the heck out. And And I've just got mixed feelings. Because part of me feels like we were supposed to help those spirits out, which we ultimately did, and it seemed to clear them out. Our second visit to the location, the girls went in and actually cleared it. And it felt different when I went in. It was a completely different complexion to the place. So they did a good job. And Renee Martina, I'll bring her name up, an excellent, excellent psychic, very good at what she does, calm under fire. She was right in the midst of that. She actually caught Dan as he was getting shoved. And a lot of stuff just happened around her, and she doesn't shake easy. Check her out on, I think she's on Wednesdays or Wednesday nights, I think, on Blue Edge Radio here on Blog Talk. And she's just a really neat lady. So give her a listen. And let's see. We're going to play a few more from this, and then we'll move into some other things. We had a some exceptionally clear EVP in this case. And the Murray voice, we got, I'm trying to think of which one. We got one talking about camera. They're aware of cameras. And I thought that was rather interesting. So let's play that. Actually, you know, and it's funny, we talked earlier about how we think they're saying one thing and it turns out they're saying another. This is one of those cases that I just discovered this right with you guys. I'm gonna, I think it's saying, please help me. We're getting an awful lot of that in this one. So I'm going to run the compressor real quick. And let's try this again. And I think it's saying, please help me right here. Let me go ahead and repeat it. Yeah, it's saying, please help me. Very much so. So I'm going to have to change the name of that. So we thought it was saying camera at first. And Denichi says, you ever get an EVP that says I'm in hell? No, but I get that a lot when I watch the news. And it seems to be quite a truism. So, yeah, matter of fact, watching the White House today was something. I think everybody wasn't having a good time at the White House today. That was not a lot of fun watching them. Those poor guys. I would not want to be in politics, what those poor people go through. And Kathy's saying she heard that one too. Yeah, definitely pleas for help all around. And again, that is not the nicest neighborhood we were in. Look. Fox EVP News. you know, I kind of like that. I think I'm going to talk to my buddy Spencer about having a Fox EVP unit. That would be kind of fun. We'll have you on, Denichi, as our first guest. Anyway, let's see. Let's go on here. We've got, let me find one of the other ones that I won't talk. We were talking earlier about some of the more colorful ones, which are a little bit risque. Those are the ones we're not going to play tonight. Let me see what we got here. I'm looking for the one. There's one here that was really clear. And I heard that voice again. Kathy, did you hear that again? It was similar to what we'd heard prior on the other show. I just heard that again here at 10:33. I'm going to mark the time so I can check it on my show log. I heard a and that was not me. So I'm beginning to think, because I did invite some spirits here locally on the property. I'm checking my, I'm running the K2 here in the studio too, just to see if things do happen. It's gone off a few times on some prior shows, but it's not showing any activity right now. Let me see. I'm trying to find this EVP. And I didn't get the setup so good this time, guys, so I do apologize. I did the best I could on quick notice to get it all going here. Tell you what. I'm going to let this one go because we played these before. But I had a few set aside that, you know, we've got the one from, we've got some EVPs from earlier last year that I had set aside from the town of Bodie. And I don't know if you guys know much about Bodie, but Bodie has a reputation. It's a ghost town that's located in the eastern Sierra of California. It's not too – if you were to go about 100 miles southeast of us here in Shingled Springs near Sacramento, that you would run into that. And that's out not too far from Modesto. If you head due east from Modesto out into the Sierra Nevadas, there's this town. And it was a gold rush town, and it's perfectly preserved. As a matter of fact, it was really getting hard to supply it, and everybody just left. And because of the environmental conditions, the town is essentially just as it was 100 years ago. And the people, it was like 1930, I think, when the last people left. And everything's still there. You know, you go in and there's these stores with everything still in there that's from those days. You know, all the foods, all the supplies. There's a amazing amount of detail in the clothing that's still standing there. The classrooms are still there with all the lessons on the board from the last lessons that were taught. And there's a lot of spirits there, and it's just amazing the stuff we get. And I picked up quite a few EVPs, but I took the three best we got from that. And I got one here about teasing ghosts, which we were not doing, and this spirit seemed to feel we were. But we were in the downtown part where there was a building that was open, where one of the few you could walk right into and really explore it. But they had some of the rooms sealed off with a fence that you couldn't get past. But we were picking up some K2 activity in there, and there's no power in the building, so the K2 was just spiking for no apparent reason. And we got some good EVPs. So this one that says we were out teasing ghosts. So I'll play this on the repeat. Here we go. Love that. It's one of my favorite EVPs of all time. We're out teasing ghosts. I just love that thing. And so it's just, I don't know what to think of that, but definitely an interesting EVP. Next time I go back to Bodie, I'm going to try to talk to those guys. I remember the spot where we got that and tell them, no, we weren't teasing you. We have a lot of respect for you guys. So this one is Let's Snow Them, another very, very clear Class A. And, evidently they get tired of the visitors there. So, Christine, I think you might like this EVP. This is just top-notch stuff. I've just enjoyed getting this one. Here we go. I mean, that's as clear as it gets. Here we go. I'll play it a few times. I mean, that's good. And definitely female. All the classic signs of being EVP got this traditional pop before. So those of you who've been doing this a while, you know the drill. You know, you look at the waveform in whatever audio tool you use, and you'll see a kind of a classic spike. It's almost like a carrier wave, where once they make the connection to our world and they're keying up, if you will. It's like a microphone being depressed, and it spikes, and then you can, once it settles down, then the energy connects to, you know, the recorder, if you will, through comes the voice. And so you kind of learn to recognize it by sight when you're analyzing these things with the software, and that's just comes through practice. And let's see, is that the same voice? I'll tell you what, I'll play that back, and you can hear the difference. Here's the teasing ghost one. Okay, now let's play the Let's Snow Them, and you'll hear the difference real quick.
Let's Snow Them.
Completely different personality. I think one's a male and one's a female. We also picked up singing in the church, and this could be residual. And there is a very large church there that dominates kind of the whole area there, and when you go in, you can't get past the front doors, but people throw money in there to help defray costs of keeping it all up and things like that. But we caught some stuff, and it was really good. Here we go. Let's play this. And we got like, we, there's a, it's like a woman almost singing, and then there's a male voice at the end. We'll play this a few times, and I'll just put it on repeat for about three tries. Here we go. Okay, so that that is just those are some of the top three we got in Bodhi, and I really strongly recommend to anybody who has a chance to hunt in some of these western ghost towns, and they're found all throughout Nevada, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, California. You will have a lot of this same kind of thing. It's just amazing. Even Montana is known for some of this stuff, and I think Idaho. So pretty much the entire western United States, if it's a ghost town or you can find some of these really, really old mining towns, you'll get a lot of this kind of thing. So, give it a shot. I don't know what it's like for Christine up there, if what the spots are that I'm sure you've been out exploring when you can, Christine, for the local haunts out in your area there. I'm sure it's a whole darn sight different than what you were used to in Texas, but I wonder just how things are going with your hunts up there. I'm sure you found a few things. So, Dominica says, well, here we go, you wear single pistols, Captain? I don't know what that's saying, but maybe that does what it was saying. I'll try to remember that. Yo, bro, where's Doctor Who, Torchy? And the TARDIS, bro. Oh, God. Anyway, we're at 10:41, and so we got 45 minutes left. How many of you were concentrating on what this object is? I'm going to go ahead and take a moment here and ask if anybody is willing to take a guess as to our object, what that might be. And remember, I was saying about me sending, and then you just pick up whatever you can. So now's the time. We'll open that up for about 5 minutes, and I'll see, make sure that nothing scrolls by that I can't capture, and see who comes closest to whatever this object is in my hand. And Christine says the church she was married in was supposedly haunted, probably why that marriage didn't last. Oh, my God. Oh, no. I'm not going to go there. I know the feeling, Christine. Trust me. You and I are going to have a lot to talk about on Saturday when we do our thing. Anyway, Dominica is saying a bean. It's a little bigger than a bean, Dominica. I'm not going to give you any more. Astroglide? No. Okay, you guys, are you concentrating or are you just guessing? Spin Dave is going to wallet and not even close. Nope. Quinny? Quinny, I know you're psychic, Quinny. I know you can do it. John, there are some things that you're not supposed to read on here. Sorry. Well, it came right through. I didn't. Okay, I've been properly chastised. I will remember that, dear. So anyway, but it's definitely not a children's show. So I think we got some adults in here. Anyway, I'm going to keep sending on this. So you guys have got to really, really focus on this, and let's see if we can get you there. Now, I like denial, state of, denial land. Sister Jinx is actually very close. That's good. You're getting the shape. Not all that rounded, but you're exactly right. Now try to, now that you've been given somewhat of a clue, guys, because you're pretty good, but just visualize as much as you can. Let the first impression come through. And just try to connect with me. I mean, I know this sounds like it's impossible, but it does work. Trust me. And you guys are you're going off and kind of if it's a rounded object, it wouldn't be a pen, Spin Dave. It's so it's a little different than that. A compass? No bullet. Oh no, Christine. I think you've got more ability than you think you do. It's a repos. What's a repos? An arpo, like an Edgar Allan Poe? A rope. A repos. Jeez. And don't have the patience. I think you have more than you think, Christine. Okay, I'm going to keep sending on this. So we'll just spend, we'll put a little, I'll move into some other areas while we're doing that, and I'll I'll reveal it at 10:50, which right now here it's 10:44 Pacific time out here in the western coast of these United States. And so we're going to go ahead and do some recording work with our famous little Radio Shack recorder, that or Radio Shack Shack Hack box here. And this time I'm going to do, and I did not get the chance, Ghosts, Miss Ghosts, if she is out there. Yes, she is. I did not get the chance to build that box like I had promised because I threw my back out, as many of you know. Kathy, you're not far off. I'll tell you that it's a stone. That's pretty good. But it's related to an amethyst, I would say that much. And dude, torch, stop reading my mind. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get this all set to go. And we have, we're going to go on FM mode here. And I'm going to set the recorder up so that we can do some, and we're going to do about a 2-minute record session, and then we'll review this on air. So trying to get my mindset around it. Now, just as a matter of fact, I'm going to turn this down just a little. So we've got 10:45. I basically revealed that it's a kind of stone, but I'm not going to tell you any more than that. I need you to really, really visualize what that stone might be, and it's fairly, excuse me, fairly good sized. So if you can, you know, visualize this stone and kind of see it as it is. A couple of you were real close, so see what you can pull out, and then the next time we'll actually, next time I'll ask one of you next Thursday to pick an object, and then you can. Send it to me, and it's going to be my job to, we're going to flip the tables and then put me under pressure to deal with it. Benici, you're the king of kings. You are the man. Quartz, that's exactly right. It's a huge quartz crystal. This thing is, it normally sits in a stand, and it's actually a whole bunch of several hundred crystals all grown together in a big giant clump, and it is basically like a paperweight. And it's just an amazing looking quartz crystal set. You know, it's full of character. I've had it for several years. So, Dan, if I had a gold nuggets, there would be more of them in my hands, and I would be in a lot richer place in Hawaii doing these shows. But I'm out here in Northern California. So anyway, so yeah, congrats, guys. We'll do one more. At about 11 o'clock, we'll go ahead and do one more. But right now, we'll do some Shack Hack stuff. So we're going to go ahead and move forward. And I'll start the recorder. And here we go. Let's make sure we're getting recording. Yep. All right. And I'm going to go into preset scan. Hang on, guys. I'm trying to get this thing. There we go. All right. We're going to make the traditional call. Is there anybody here with us tonight that would like to speak to us? And I'm trying to get this to, here we go. If that was you that just responded, could you please say your name to me? That seemed like a female voice at 30... I'm having a little trouble with the recorder tonight, but I'm just going to adapt here, go with it. It seems to be giving me a little bit of a fit here. Here we go. All right, now, is you have a message for anybody in the chat room here tonight, if you're with me tonight? And a male voice there, about 108. Dominica saying about gold. Is there anyone here who can tell me where the gold nuggets are? Am I supposed to work hard to find the gold nuggets? Who was the man that came out here 2 days ago whose voice I heard here in my studio? Okay, one last, we're going to stop here. Any last messages for us before I shut down? Denichi asks, before I'll cheat, Denichi is asking, is 2010 the end of the world as we know it? Okay, with that, I'm going to go ahead and stop. End recording. Okay, let's go ahead and shut that down. Power off. All right. Let's run back here, and we'll run a quick cleanup of this, this thing. I'm going to select. And sorry about that noise, guys. And we're going to run a compression real quick and compress this thing. And I always hit the cancel instead of the other. So it's applying, this is called dynamic range compression that I'm applying on the session. And be done in about 3 seconds. 2012. I think it's going to be 2010. I think Benici's right. The conspiracy is well underway. And it's all, Scully and Mulder had it right. It's going to be the bees. They're going to take us over. You know, we're going to be run by killer bees. This is what it is. Push it to 2060. Yeah, the killer bees, man. Denichi, it's over. You're going to get stung and you'll be absorbed. Dude, it's over. Okay, here we go. And it's all because of Fox News. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this. And here we go. And let's make sure we're getting recorded. Yep. All right. And I'm going to go into preset scan. Reptilian bees. Hang on, guys. I'm trying to get this. There we go. All right. We're going to make the traditional call. Is there anybody here with us tonight that would like to speak to us? All right. That was odd. Let's not play that back. Now, that does seem to be a response, but let's see if it's just a random. Now, that's funny. That's what I think that's saying that was Annie's back. We are almost certain that the name of the girl that we feel is buried on the north part of the property is either Fanny, Franny, or Annie. And I've been tending to call her Annie. And so if I play this again here. And it says here, right here, Annie's back is what I'm getting here. So I'm going to just go ahead and extract that. And I'll export that selection and just drop that into the show audio for this thing will actually let me do this. Yeah, guys, sorry about that. Getting the hourglass of death here on my broadcast computer, so I'm going to have to, here we go. Okay, 02, and today is the 25th, I believe. 10, all right, so. And that was at 26 seconds. And Annie's back. So we'll play some games of that, see if we can enhance that a little later. All right, let's go on. And I'm trying to get this. Here we go. Tranny. Oh, no. If that was you that just responded, could you please say your name to me? All right, there was a woman's voice that came through there. Let me see if that's, I thought I heard Kiki or something like that. Cat? I don't know what that is, but that seems like a... I don't know. Cat gate. Now, what's funny is there's a gate just around the corner from me where we have the next door neighbor's cat likes to come through. I'm not sure. I don't think that's. Quinny just PM'd me and listened on the playback, the reptilian bee. That was actually me chuckling, guys. I think it was me chuckling, but yeah, we'll check that. If I ever get some time to play that back at show. I'm going to play this one back here, though. That could also be Kathy. I'm just going to export it as Kathy or Catgate, and that's at 40 seconds. And I'm just going to say Catgate or Kathy. Okay, that's saved off. And let's continue. That seemed like a female voice at 30. And I'm having a little trouble with the recorder tonight, but I'm just going to adapt here, go with it. It seems to be giving me a little bit of a fit here. Here we go. All right, now is, do you have a message for anybody? No, that was funny. Right between me, I heard a woman again. I know, and it sounds like a woman just coming right off the clip where I was talking, and then a male voice says, "I know." I'm going to save that. That's odd. I don't know what to make of it. It could be, like, some of you are in there. I briefly saw some of you saying that they think it's radio, and that could be very well true. But this technique has some pretty valid responses that we get. I'm just going to call it 101. I know, 1 minute, 1 second, I know. So about halfway through. So this analysis is going pretty quick. And let's go ahead. Do you have a message for anybody in the chat room here tonight, if you're with me tonight? All right. That seemed to be a response. Don't mind that falling in the background. Paul Music Likes. I think this Paul, did Paul, I know we had a Paul that was coming in here quite a bit. Yeah, and I see that Christine is saying it's a controversial method, but some have been able to get validating messages using this technique. And I absolutely agree, Christine. It's that's why we kind of mix it up. We try different methods of the recording with this to see what we get. And it's just, doing online, it's high pressure. We're trying to make stuff happen, and we're getting there. I mean, we do get some things. This one, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on it. Let me try it again. Paul Music Likes, and I think, I don't know. I'm going to save it, and it's at 109. 109, Paul Music Likes. Now, I know we had a Paul that would be listening in on the show regularly, and I think it's our friend from England. And I don't think he's in because his computer is broken at the moment, and he'll be back fairly soon. But I wonder if he's listening to music right now. And that's what they're saying. Got a male voice there about 108. Yeah, that was the one I was talking about. Dumb it. That seemed to have a little bit of... That's almost modulated, but not good enough to be. It almost sounds like speech, but that could be just music. So I'm gonna skip that one. Dominica saying about gore. That was interesting. Dominica, I think you gotta communicate, my friend. I'm going to play that back. You can hear it saying right after I talk about you, it says something, tell her. That's good. I like that. All right, I'll play the whole sequence. That's great.
Dominika's saying about Goy.
That's too good. I like that. Tell her. I'm just going to call it Dominika Tell Her. So we'll do 122 Dominika Tell Her. I'm going to say that kind of stuff more often and see if maybe Dominika has got this magic EVP thing going on. Let's see what we got going on in the chat radio. But Pamela says it's radio. Well, it's interesting. I'll say that. I won't call it EVP, but it's saying tell her. Let me play that again. I'm hearing tell her with the studio headphones on here. Tell her. Interesting. So,
is there anyone here who can tell me where the gold nuggets are?
Now, that was some modulation there that right after the end. It seemed to. That is almost EVP modulated right in, and I'm going to run the compression on that in a noise cleanup real quick. I'll start without the noise cleaning. Let's just see what we get. You hear that whispering? It's kind of faint in the background there. And then it's almost like a response. I'm going to just grab a little snippet of the noise to run the compression or the cleanup, and then let's run that cleaning. And let's see if this makes things a little clearer for us. That is a male voice coming through. One of them's mouthy. It's saying one of them's mouthy. I think that they're thinking I'm being a bit mouthy and poking fun at them, and I was, but in the most respectful of ways, guys. It was just teasing. So 1:33. One of them mouthy. All right. And let's see. Let's look at what the chat room's saying. Jira, you need to make some tones. Will, what do you mean by tones? Are you talking about some of the tonal frequency generators that I've seen used? And I don't know too much about them, but. And Miss Ghost has been experimenting with the Will Ghost Box too. And Will, what Miss Ghost is doing is she's using shielded. Shielding around. She's basically constructing I'm trying to remember the name of this now, and it's just going to escape me. But she's encasing the entire radio inside of a foil-lined box, and it's creating this shielded environment so that no stray radio signals can get through. And what that does is it just opens it up only for white noise and for any spirit that would be able to get through to it. To be able to modulate the radio and do these things that need to be done to bring it through an EVP, essentially. So it's basically the same principle as EVP. It's just that you're not using a microphone, you're just using the radio receiver in a new way. And so we try these things with these different devices, and it's amazing what you get EVP with. And the magnets. They'll talk about the magnets, and that's not the first time I've heard about that, so I'm still waiting for my magnets to come in, which I've ordered, so those will be coming in. And Denichi says, can ghosts also access the alpha wave band? And Denichi, I'm not sure what the alpha wave band, could you explain what that is to me? Because I don't know everything, and I admit that on the air, so if you could tell us what the alpha wave band is, that would be kind of cool. And GRI, you can add tones with a foam or Tesla coils. And for those of you that don't know what a Tesla coil is, that's a device that puts out just an enormous amount of static electricity. And it's usually a motor with a belt that rotates around on a static-producing device at the other end that charges a coil, I think, if I'm right about this. And it puts out tremendous amounts of voltage. It can actually create lightning bolts. And these things are just amazingly powerful, and they create very spectacular effects. You've seen the pictures with a girl. Traditionally, they'll put a girl putting her hand on it, and her hair is all standing out. So that's kind of that's what that device is. It's doing that. And Pamela lost the show for 5 minutes. Good to have you back. Okay, alpha waves. Denichi's back here. Alpha waves are one type of brain wave detected by electroencephalography, EEG, or magnetoencephalography, MEG, and predominantly originate in the occipital lobe during wakeful or axial relaxation with closed eyes. So, okay, you're talking about, all right, I wasn't sure. I wanted to be sure that we were talking brain and not some other form of radiation. So, yeah, alpha, delta, there's all sorts of different waves produced by the brain at different states of consciousness. I can tell you this. I do know that there were spy activities and things like that where different governments were trying to actually broadcast these sorts of things and trying to affect people in a major way. And some, many of you, I'm not going to go into it, on an EVP show, but the bottom line is that this sort of stuff is out there. And different agencies have tried to work with that. And some of the people that talk about HARP, that basically, kind of falls into lines with that. Now, Spin Dave says Tesla does not put out static electricity. It puts out current electricity. Actually, it's direct current. And it does put out, it's basically able to create static charge around the device. And so there is a static charge that's associated with a Tesla device. The Nietzsche's going out with a frequency range of 8 to 12 hertz. It's falling into, extremely low, a low vibration rate. And that's getting into the realm of where the Earth puts out its own vibration rate, Denichi. I think you know some about that, too. And some people in the Southwest are actually hearing some of these things, too. So, they're actually able to hear the Earth vibrating. And there's some thought that to say that some people are sensitive to this and they're hearing these interferences that are going on with, scientific experiments interfering with the pulse of the Earth, if you will. And so it's really something else. Now, Kathy says, thought it was AC current. My bad. Nah, no, it AC is generated a whole different way, but it's, no problem, Kathy. It's electricity no matter what, but it's just that the AC alternates the current, and that's why we're able to have power lines that go for a long distance versus DC, direct current, which cannot go very far distances. That's why we have the two different types of current. Pamela says the Earth frequency is 7 hertz, as is the human body. Yeah, that's about right. It was like in the 7-point-something hertz. And it seems like some of these things that people, our military or intelligence agencies are doing are causing some of these interferences. And it's just striking. I begin to wonder sometimes what the effect. Now, this is an interesting point of discussion. And I'll put this to our friend Denichi. What do you think some of the effect of some of these experiments are on our spirit friends on the other side? Do you think that some of these things that they are trying to affect us with may be negatively or positively affecting them in some regard? Because there is a noticeable increase in paranormal activity out there. And the question is our government aware of this? Have they been working with this? Has there some deal been made between the other side and them, and then they're working together for some reason? Who knows? So, I think about these things now and then. It's not something that occupies the bulk of my time. I'm usually just trying to get singular spirits across to cross the other side, kind of like Melinda Gordon out there on Ghost, the Ghost Whisperer. But I do think that there is something to it, the notion that if we're picking this stuff up with our own limited recorders, why not the government having a much more sophisticated awareness of these things and being able to actually use it for their own purposes. So, mystical societies have been using this stuff for years, and they're highly connected into all this. So it just seems to kind of make sense that there would be something like that. Let's see. I know that you can do that, Kathy. Some of us hear the earth tone pulse. I didn't know Kathy could hear the earth tone pulse. And Dominica says they're supposedly sending harp waves through the earth. Bebop likes the topic. We ought to do a show on this to see is there some sort of effect on this. Denichi says the government... oh, boy, this is good. The government tried to secretly bring back certain military leaders from the dead. The Russians tried it, too, for secrets and necromancy. Oh, my God. You got to be desperate, man. And not only that, I mean, if they're on the other side, are they really going to be inclined to reveal stuff? I mean, what are you going to do, pay them with what? You know, they might be tired of the whole thing. Okay, men, Pamela says here, don't look if you don't like this, but women used to have a cycle at the same exact time at the new moon when cities and all that. Women got all screwed up and, I don't know, I'm not going to go there. No. I think all you women are extremely A-OK, everything's great. We like that. So if you're saying that, Pamela, more power to you. Great idea for a show that Bebop. Yeah, you're right. I think that's going. Anyway, we kind of got off here. We're going to finish out this 30 seconds worth of audio. Then we'll do some other stuff here. Am I supposed to work hard to find the gold nuggets? Well, that seemed to be a somewhat of a response, but it could be. Men get PM. Oh no. They're not going to go. Well, that seemed like it's more. They love giving you to me? They love giving you to me. Excuse me. That's an interesting collection of strung together words out of nowhere. I'm just going to say that that's worth at least keeping just out of sheer interest. They love giving you to me. Okay. I'll save that. We're almost at the end there. Three quarters through. Who was the man that came out here 2 days ago whose voice I heard here in my studio? And I stopped there briefly. Dominica is saying that I had an EVP recorder. I wouldn't say that I was holding it, but it's actually at my feet, and I was just thinking about it because I was going to use it. It's pretty good, Dominica. Yeah, let's see. Okay, one last, we're going to stop here. Any last messages for us before I shut down? There were some words coming through there. I'm just going to go ahead and run a real quick compression on that. See if it comes through. I'll take the noise out. Okay, we'll run the noise reduction, and we'll pretty much have it, and we'll see what we got. This is a lot like mining, guys. It's you never know what you're going to get when you do EVP, and that's the appeal to me. Now, that is something. There is something modulating through there, and I'm just going to put it on playback here. I don't know if you guys are hearing this, but that's saying, please help me. Right at the end there. So I knew I picked something up there. My ear Christine, I think you know the drill. You know, you get that EVP ear. Now here we go. Please help me. And it's definitely that's definitely almost EVP. And well, I won't say almost. It is EVP. It's just it was pulled out of the white noise there. So I really feel that's a darn good catch there. 2 minutes, 16 seconds. Please help me. And save that off. Okay, guys, let's go on. And we'll finish this up and then move on to some other stuff. Denici asks, before I'll cheat, Denici is asking, is 2010 the end of the world as we know it? Huh, that seemed to be immediate. Nah, it just seems random. I'm not going to go with that. Okay, with that, I'm going to go ahead and stop end recording. And that's, I'll just play that one more time just to see what we picked up. And I may just, nah, I don't know. And here we go. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to do one more thing there. I'm going to go ahead and compress it and run noise reduction real quick and just see if we got anything. And there we go. All right. Nah, nothing. All right, I'll save the whole track, and then we'll just, and it's going to be, full track. Okay. That's all saved off, and so that's going to take a second. All right, let's take a look at here. Yesterday was the end of the world as we know it, and tomorrow the scenario will repeat itself. There was actually a Star Trek episode about that, Dominica, the Enterprise getting destroyed, and there was a card game going on that they would find themselves getting more and more the sense that this had happened before, and it was a deja flu. Anyway, interesting. All right, we're going to go ahead and I did an EVP session just prior to the show, and we're going to just run real quick to that. I'm looking for, I think it's this one, or I'm looking for, I think I might have to scroll this back. Sorry, guys. Here we go. I'm importing this in, and I was just outside. I did this, and we'll see what we get. Here we go. EVP pre-show, and that noise is my recorder just, or my keys doing some stuff. I'm going to be doing some work inside the home with regard to EVPs. So if you have anything to say, now would be the time to say it, and I will be playing some of this for our friends on the air. So we're going to take a moment, and that's the sound of all the frogs and things in the background. So if someone's here with me tonight and want to make their presence known, please go ahead and do that. That's me walking. Not a thing.
And EVP.
The only thing I got there was, let's see if there's something there. Okay, there is something there. I'm going to take that, snip that. Got at least one. Let me run a compression. That is pretty interesting. I'm going to copy that and paste it in a new session. And then I want to run a real quick cleanup. And let's see if we can get that to be a little bit better. Okay, now let's one compression one more time. Here we go. That sounds like a male voice. Here we go. It says I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding. That's pretty good. That is a good catch. So pre-show right outside my front door. And we do have the several graves of some men here on the property. We have the woman up north, and then we have three graves to the south part of our property. And we basically have left them intact. You find them all through here. Oh, my God, I'm bleeding. Yeah, let me play it again for you, Denichi. That's pretty good. One more time. Here we go. I think it's saying I'm bleeding. Sister Jinx says somebody outside is bleeding. They're all dead, Sister Jinx. They're all dead. Whatever this is it's probably residual. We get a lot of that here, and I just won't flush the toilet. Where does John live? Pamela, I live in Shingle Springs, California. I'm not actually in the heart of where gold was discovered in 1849. 9 miles down the road is where they basically, in 1849, discovered the first gold in the American River, and that caused the whole thing. Charge rent, he'll move. CJ, EVP, that's right. You live on a very active piece of land. Yeah, we see, it's funny, Christine, we have everything from footsteps to, you know, around the house to shadows going through the kitchen. Just the last week, I've seen two shadows outside. The voices, of course, you know, at various times, both my mother and me hear them. It's funny, here I am, I'm talking to invisible people. Okay, sometimes I look at myself and go, I'm a scientist and I'm talking to invisible people. All right, but it's a lot of fun, though, and you know, what's really nice is our spirits are pretty well behaved for the most part. We do have a few rules about them appearing in front of my father, who is, as some of you know, who had the stroke, and I don't think he would do too well if he saw one of those, so we've got them pretty convinced that they don't do that. We do see them, what we feel to be family members coming in to kind of watch over Dad, and so those happen. Denichi is saying we just had another earthquake. Where was that at, Denichi? Anyway, so Quinny is saying there's a Camaro parked across the street, snow drifts. Oh, my God, you guys are getting real snow. Oh, me. Have any gold hidden in the walls? Actually, Pamela, we are on top of a gold mining encampment, and there is gold on the property, and all through this part of California, it's pretty much everywhere you can find it. You just have to put the work in. And old story is that the person who used to own this ranch, which was much, much larger at one time, it was part of a much larger private land ownership, was the way they paid their taxes is they go out and mine, go out in the old mining claims out here and actually spend several weeks, and they'd get enough money to pay their taxes every year. So there is approximately 80% of the gold that's that is to be found is still there. They only got 20% in the gold rush and before it got too hard for that technology. So there's plenty of gold left, and a lot of people are out there still finding this stuff. In the center of the where all the gold was discovered, in just 9 miles down the road, in my brain's dying here, but that town, there's actually a valley runs right through just prior to Placerville, and that valley, just in about a 5 mile span, has $6 billion with a B dollars worth of gold in it. down in their actual river, $6 billion. So, and the Nietzsche asking ghosts where to find gold, they're not going to tell you that. Especially a lot of the earthbound ones who are real protective of their claims, they're not going to do that. They're never going to tell you that stuff. That's just not the way it works. But a lot of people find old caches and pokes of gold with their metal detectors, so you got to get off your butt and get out there and do that. So nothing's free in this world. I found that out the hard way, and I believe that very much so. I think the things that are worth something, though, are spending time with like-minded friends, and we've had a pretty good night here. I didn't get everything done I wanted to do. It's 11:24. We're going to be coming up on Friday night. It's Friday tomorrow. I hope all you guys are going to have a good time. I think we got some neat stuff done, though. The psychometry, pretty good guess. We had, the Nietzsche got the quartz crystal thing, and we had some better guesses going on. It wasn't as much wild variability. Just remember, if you want to get a real quick view of where to find out more about psychometry and develop it for yourself, go out to www.ehow.com and type in ehow and then type develop psychometry over in Google, and you'll find the article that I have here, and it's very simple. And start with that, and you will find that you will be able to develop that ability over time. And who knows, Nietzsche, maybe you'll be able to pick something up and detect where maybe some gold is. Who knows? Never let a child speak to a ghost. I don't know about that, Nietzsche. The trouble is that so many of these children are sensing ghosts, and when they do that, they have to have a context to deal with that. And if you see in Children of the Paranormal, I very much agree with the concept of the show, because children are especially terrified of the paranormal. They're not well understanding of what's going on, and they can't control it. You have to at least give them some tools to deal with this, especially if it's if these children are especially gifted. And Christine is getting set to leave. Christine, love you, darling. And I sent you a message. Give a call when you have a chance, and I'll explain more about Saturday. Denise's going, no. how do you know it's not an angel or interdimensional? That's the trouble, Dominica. Until you teach the children how to be able to differentiate and at least let you know when these things are happening and trust the adults enough to be able to step in and work with them, I think that's probably the main thing is, because if they just tighten up and they're not going to talk about it, nobody can help them. So it's better to at least show them that, yeah, there's some stuff out there, and help them to deal with that. And I think we're at a time, and this is an especially great time in our history as a species, that we're beginning to understand this and be a little more accepting and understanding of this stuff. So, I agree, Denichi, in some respect that, don't just let them talk to everybody coming down the pike. But if they're being sought out, you got to give them some tools, Gilroy Garlic Festival, you will find a gold coin. You know, I love garlic, and I've been thinking about that, going to that. I've always wanted to go to that festival. I love garlic. Anyway, we're at 11:27 past the hour, coming up on a couple of minutes left in the show. Going to do the shout-outs here and wish everybody a good night. So let's start with that GRI paranormal guy. I don't know who he is, but he's up at the top of the list. We got Bebop54. Good to see you. Interesting person. Hope to see more of you on. Kathy's Distant Echoes, love you, my darling, and she's my. I'm the co-host on her Thursday night shows, and we have just a great time. And she's just a marvelous human being. Christine, love you, darling. She's up in the northern part of the western part of Canada, actually north, southern part of the western part. She's out there in Vancouver, I believe. And see, we have the Nietzsche MIB. Are you Ancient J, Denichi? Dominica Amore, love you, darling. Ms. Ghosts, and she's got, I was going to pass that link on, and I forgot, so I don't have enough time, but if you go out and look, if she could post that real quick in the chat room for everybody, that would really help me while I'm reading through this. So, Ms. Ghosts, please post that. That's a good link, and you can listen to some of her EVPs. Pamela M., good to see you. Seen you around before. Pink Princess 1. It's good to be Pink Princess number one. You're numero uno on the runway there, my friend. Quinny, you got a great show. I'm going to listen to more of your stuff. I think you're the one doing the stuff on equipment, if I'm not right, and or if I'm right. And if I'm not right, well, then I'll be corrected. Spin Dave, good to see you, my friend. I've seen you around, and you're a longtime listener, and thank you for being here. Star Galaxy, good to see you. Timeless One, always, again, another one on the runway, number one there. And we've got Will. So we've got 30 seconds left, and thanks to everybody. And I'll pop into the chat room and chat with you guys a little bit after. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We'll be signing off, and I'll play a little music at the end there, a little Cops remix. Here we go.
For a Scooby snack?
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Are there any spiritual entities who wish to speak with us here at the bookstore? If so, please go ahead and name is Three Saloon.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Nobody now giving no break. Police now giving no break. That old soldier man now give you no break. That even your eyes you now give you no break. Well, hey, bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Groove in
from
Salmi.
Nobody now
man, this is Spooksville.
GRI is filmed on location by the men and women of Ghost Rider Investigations. All cases are suspect until proven genuine through scientific analysis and testing.